Blog Talk Radio.
Chris Carter Show, yours truly, Dr. Carter, sitting right here, live, just making it happen. Big episode today. I just want to talk to you guys just for a hot little second on overcoming obstacles. Real big topic in my eyes. I'm not sure about you guys, but it's so much going on in our community right now that people are overlooking. And I just want to open some eyes to what God has planned for you guys, and hopefully you will receive what he has for you. If you would like to join the conversation and you have any questions for me, just give me a call at 646-478-3300. That's 646-478-3300. I'm going to get it popping right now. Just sitting here talking to you guys on the love of God and what he has planned for you. Just know that Facebook can be a distraction and pulling you away from what God has planned for you. And I just want you to know that everything that he has planned for you is just going to be so tremendously big that you're not even going to have room to receive it. But just keep it open to what you know he has for you, because it is something big.
From my heart.
keep in mind that I got so many ideas like just running through my head. One that I want to really get off my heart is this, like, it's like a dinner that I want to do, but it's like, you know, one of the rich people dinners where, like, you buy your plate, like, and it's going to be, like, caviar, and, you know, like, lobster tails, and, you know, I want to do one of those dinners and, like, benefit, like, our community and give back to our community if possible, I mean. But, you know, I can't do it on my own. I need the help and support of you guys. Like, you know, the Chris Carter Show slogan is, you are the show. And I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about you guys. Without you guys, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this on a day-to-day basis, even though, you know, it don't seem like, you know, like I'm doing this by my own, by myself. I do have my DJs in the background, J Ford, 18 letters, Q Baby, Q, our sports guru, whatever you know, Chris Watson, Chris CJ Watson. He's the man, and of course, our community, the guy who keeps us up with everything that's happening in the community, DeAndre Smartface Hinton. You know, he probably, if he ever hit a show, I'm pretty sure he's going to, you know, flip out and crack my neck if he finds out that I just said his whole name on air. But we all know he cool. He'll be all right. But, yeah, it's so much that I want to do. And that's one of the dinners I want to do is, you know, just raise money for just so we can bring projects into the city of Saginaw. I'm not going to be here, you know, all my life. I'm not planning on being here all my life. But, you know, while I am here, you know, I want to build it up to where we can, you know, make something happen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just turn it all around and, like, just bring it back to, you know, to something, you know, like, yo, like, it's, like, that serious that, you know, we can't even step out our own front door without something happening, you know, or even going around the corner to our friend's house. And I just want people to know that we gotta do this as a team. This is a team effort. We can't do this by ourselves. And those of you who think we can, you know, we can't. You know, so you know, we're just working as a team, trying to change some stuff around. 646-478-3300 is my call-in number. Y'all continue to listen in. I'm pretty sure I got like a hardcore show. It's more of a serious show today. Mondays is more of a serious show. You catch us on Fridays. That's when everybody is in the studio. We're all having fun and chilling and relaxing and moving up. And, you know, making stuff happen. You know, Friday is the day that we all closing out the week and we need something. We need to have fun. You know, we in the studio and we throwing them back, chillaxing. All my friends, you know, all my DJs, they got extra jobs, you know. Except for one of them, I think he's just, you know, chilling out. You know, Wednesdays, also, I wanted to make this announcement that on Wednesdays, I said that the show is the same time as Mondays, 10 to 10:30. That's not going to happen because on Wednesdays I got to work from 8 to 11. And, so I can't do a show at work unless, you know, I could, but I doubt I would want to because, you know, everybody's like, why are you on your phone and you sitting at the front desk? I'd be like, man, get out my face and be ready to fight. But, you know, ain't no fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But hey, who's complaining? Yeah. So. Moving forward.
Get on your feet. It's about to go down. Come on, get on your feet. Here we go, y'all.
Chasing after you, no matter what. I need you.
question for y'all. If y'all can answer this for me, please do so. You can either call in or text me like everybody else has been doing. I don't know why they're texting, but hey, it's fine with me. Call me at 646-478-3300 with the answer to this question. Why do girls, like, I know there's a lot of girls that say, you know, I'm looking for, like, you know, like the right man or whatever. And then when you get the right man, you treat him like crap. Like, why is that? And then, you know, I think it's probably because you're so used to being hurt that you have become accustomed to the way that the other quote-unquote guy, I'm not going to call him a man because not all guys are men, you know, some of them are slobs, is what somebody told me that I might be yesterday, you know what I mean? Somebody had the audacity to call me a slob today. Just like that. I mean, like, it was just like, what? Like, really? Like, but one of our greatest weapons is prayer. And, it's just so crazy that how people look for the good in people, but can somehow bring out the bad. What I want to let you know is that it's time to, you know, turn around, make a turnaround. What you did last year, let's try not to bring it into this year, even though this year is 4 months in, let's not bring it into this year. Facebook can hinder a lot of things. That's what a lot of people are missing out, that Facebook can stop you from receiving what he has planned for you. And what I mean by who I'm talking about when I say he, I'm talking about God. And a lot of people are missing out on what he has for them because they are stuck in the past. And what I want you to know is that you have to get out the past in order to move forward. Because if you're stuck in the past, what's in the future, you're not going to get to what's in the future because you're still in one spot. So let's in a sense, move forward and speak the truth. Like, that's just so important to what I'm doing, is speaking the truth. And people ask me all the time, you know, what keeps you going? And I say, and as I stated before, I say, you guys, you know, what keeps me going with the Chris Carter Show is not the fact that I have a team full of awesome and amazingly cool DJs, but the fact that my viewers are so in tune, and, like, they text and, you know, they don't call. I don't know why, but, hey, I'm not complaining. You know, it just gives me, you know, encouragement, letting me know that people are listening to what I'm doing, and hopefully what I'm doing is totally encouraging you to make a change, and not only yourself, but in your community, in your neighborhood. Hey, you know, like, what you're doing is wrong. You know, step out and say something like that. That was real corny, but hey, what you're doing is wrong, you know. And let's stop posting fights on Facebook. Like, we have gotten so used to encouraging stupidity. And that's why Facebook is just so drama influenced, because we encourage stupidity. And what I mean by stupidity is not only the fights Billy Bob Joe broke up with me, and now he's going with Sarah Lee. That's not the point. I mean, if you had a relationship with God, you wouldn't really be worried about what Billy Bob Joe doing with Sarah Lee, because, you know, your main focus is on God. And that's what I stress to people all the time. Before I get off the air in a few minutes, I want you to know that if you're here in Saginaw, please join me at 2 o'clock at Delta College I'll be out there today at 2 o'clock speaking. It'll be way 10 times better than what you're hearing right now. It'll be 10 times better because what we're doing is this is the last week of the semester, and we're going to finish this week out strong. I have to go to class at 12, and at 2 o'clock I'll be speaking in front of whoever shows up. If it's 60,000 people, God bless me tremendously to speak in front of 60,000 people. If it's 12 people, God bless me to speak in front of 12 people. Keep me in your prayers. Keep your family in prayers, because it's always that one person who can change a whole family just by being saved. And that's just tremendous that you could possibly be that one person that changes the lives of many. You look at the small stuff, but you can take something small and make it into big, and make it big. For example, a seed starts off as a seed, but if you plant it and you nutrient it right, it grows into a mighty and beautiful tree that produces fruit. Same thing with your faith. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed and you nourish your faith will grow into something tremendously that people will like to, that people can feed into or what have you. It's just that serious. So if you don't have a relationship with God, I encourage you to get one. And if you do have one, I'd just like to tell you that this walk is not easy, and the best is yet to come. And if you're thinking about it, the love of Jesus is something you really shouldn't think about. I mean, it should be something that comes naturally, because if you look at my Facebook, like, I love Jesus. Is all over my wall, and the question I ask you is, who do you serve? You can say on Monday that you serve God, but then go out into the world and you are doing devilish things. Or you can say, you can be in, and the Bible says you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. That's like a tremendous, tremendous, humongous scripture that has been just ringing in my ear for like the longest, and I had to actually look it up myself in order to get a full understanding. But it's just that big that if you want to live for God, you gotta let some people go. You got to be, in a sense, you got to be a head coach of a football team, and you got to make some cuts. And sometimes the cuts that you make aren't cuts that you're going to agree with, but in the long run and at the end of the race, at the end of the game, you're going to see that if you didn't make that cut, you would have lost the game, if you get what I'm saying. So you gotta like really think about who you have in your square and how they're going to affect your walk and you getting to the destination that you want to get to. Everybody's not gonna agree with what you're doing. I have friends that started off at the beginning of my business who said, "Oh yeah, I'm with you all the way." Or, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then when it comes to showtime and it comes to making the money, I don't really want to participate in that. I don't feel comfortable with that. So you got to, like, really, really watch who you put in your square. You got to have the ones that's going to stick it out when there's money, and then you got to have the ones that's going to stick it out when there's no money. You got to have the ones who in a sense, like, that was there when you didn't have success, and that's there when you're gonna have success. Like I have so many friends that have just faded away, and I let them go. And then there's some that I wanted to hold on to, but as I was telling a friend who texted me I told him, you know, let go and let God, you know. And that's one thing that we have to learn to do is let go and let God do what he has to do in order to work in our lives. We got to let God be, this isn't a message of mine, we got to let God be our OxyClean, our Febreze, our Fabuloso. We got to let him be something that we're not used to him being. If you need a father figure, let God be your father figure. If you need a mother in your life, let God be your mother. If you need a boyfriend, let God be your boyfriend. Build a relationship with God so that when it comes time for you to leave this world and go into everlasting life, God will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And you don't want him to say, "Turn from me, boy, I never knew you." Just imagine what it would be like if God said, I don't know you, he called me, he said I was his son, but yet he just disclaimed me, like I'm a nobody to him. So it's just that serious. Like, do you want to be a nobody to God? And that's all in the word. Like, if you want to be a nobody to God, you know what you have to change in order to be somebody to a somebody. And you know what you have to keep the same to be a nobody to nobody. You know, if you want to make money, you got to change some stuff in order to make that money. If you want to stay poor, you got to keep some stuff the same in order to stay poor. If that makes, I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but when it came out of my mouth, it made total sense. And I just want you to just get deeper in the word of God, and let's stop listening to all of this ignorant music and letting it, mess with our minds, because a lot of people don't understand that the devil was the minister of music, and he was a minister of music, and it's just that important. Keep in mind all the stuff that I said today. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. It's coming to an end, and I just want you to realize that all things are possible through God, and you can be a strength of somebody who is important to you. And just keep your head up and stay strong, and don't let anybody tell you that you're unworthy. Make sure you join me today at 2:00 at Delta College. If you need directions, just tweet me at DrCarter21, or if you have my Facebook, how to get in contact with me. Delta College should not be that hard to find. Y'all keep your head up, and remember that I love you with the love of God. And no other love. Peace.